Liberation Day. There I am, a lucky hanging out of my lips. I was 15 minutes late. I got to the room and they were all busily scratching over their little blue books, writing down their interests and their hobbies. The teacher looked up at me. I just stood there with my thumbs hanging out of my pants pocket. I took a drag on the lucky. I said, "Hey, you the teacher? My name is Johnny Rico. I like switchblades and I like drinking beer. I like getting fights in alley and I like kissing broads. I like driving fast, I like kicking butt. I hate school. I don't take out the garbage and I don't listen to nobody. So what am I gonna do, huh? You tell me what I'm gonna do with my life here with your fancy computer." The teacher said, "Mr. Rico, would you please take a seat?" I said, "Who we got in the room here? Hey, Packy Circadakis, president of the debating team. Hey, Packy, I can tell you right now what you're suited for. Probably proctology." "And you, Hillary Beaumont. Had a nice time with you Saturday, Hillary, out there on the football field. What do you want to be?" She said, "Well, Johnny, I'd like to be a seamstress, sir." I said, "Well, you got to step in the right direction there. You're already a pincushion." "Yeah!" The teacher said, "Mr. Rico, you are disrupting the entire proceedings. These people are trying to decide what to do with their lives. They're trying to make a career for themselves, and you're standing there taunting them. Now please take a seat and write down what you want to do." So I wrote down, "I'm good with the dames. I like to go out and eat nice places. Maybe I ought to be an escort. Maybe dames ought to call me up and pay me. I'll take them out on the BFT. I'll take them out in the taxis. I'll take them to the Horn and Hard Eye." Well, she took all my things and she put them in the computer and she said, "Well, this is certainly, let me see, pinned down for Johnny Rico. Well, this is certainly interesting. We've never had anyone qualified for this. It says, Mr. Rico, looking over the printout, says that you are qualified to be a gigolo." "Hey, well," I said, "well, little darling," as I hitched up my britches, "I don't know." She said, "What do you mean you don't know?" I said, "I think I may be a little overqualified."
Oh, the Grease Man live at the Grease Palace on DC 101.